Climatech of Professional Air with host Travis Thompson.
Good morning. Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Happy Thursday. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I am joined this morning by Travis Thompson of Climatech of Professional Air. Good morning, Travis.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
I'm good. We're just having a good time with the guys in front of us there and their toothpaste talk.
Oh my gosh. I'm glad they waited for us to weigh in with our professional opinions on these things.
Very intriguing.
Well, that was great. I love it. And you know what? Nothing will spark a conversation. I was afraid they were going to start talking about toilet paper. I'm like, no, oh, that yeah. Well, some marriages will undo.
Yeah. So. Do you go over? Do you go under? Yeah. Right. There's something to be discussed everywhere, I guess.
And everybody's right.
That's right. Exactly. Your opinion's the only one that matters.
That's absolutely it. Well, I'm so excited to be speaking with you this morning. We've had some quite cool weather that has popped up and kind of out of left field for our neck of the woods, mm-hmm. but just in time for December, and excited to catch up with you, hear how things are going, and what's happening with our professional air care.
Well, it definitely spiked some interest in heating calls, that's for sure. Last couple of days, service calls went way up. And typical things that we see, you know, that one of the things I actually took a picture. I was at my house 2 days ago when it was at my house. It was 27 that morning.
Whew.
And I woke up and I have, you know, one of the American Standard variable speeds that I've talked about before. And my compressor was running at 86% and my house was 71 degrees and no heat strips at all had come on. And it was just perfect.
Wow.
So
wow.
That's what I love about those systems, and that's why a lot of times I'll put in, you know, the new stuff, I'll put it in my house, not necessarily just to have it, but I like to kind of get the feel of what it is that I'm selling and why I like it or why I don't like it, because I've done the same with thermostats before. I try to try them all out, and I have things I like, things I don't like. And I like to be able to talk to people with confidence about exactly what it does, how it does it, you know, the things that you actually know by living with it. So that was one of the things I thought was pretty neat this last week, is that thing did a fantastic job of keeping everything warm and zero heat strips, so the power bill will be still in check, and I really love it.
That's great. You know, when you go to a restaurant and they've got a special and you ask the server, like, oh, well, how do you like it? Or mm-hmm. what's your favorite thing on the menu? And they're like, oh, I don't eat here.
Right. Yeah, that's a bad sign to get up and leave.
Okay, maybe I don't want any. I don't want the special. I don't want anything. So I love that you can come in and say, you know what, at my house, this is this is what I've noticed. This is what I've seen happen with my bill. You really walking the walk there. I like that. And happy to hear that.
Well,
even when it got so cold,
it makes
it working
easier, because I get the question so many times, you know, how much will I save on my power bill? Well, that's an impossible question to answer. So all I can do is give real world examples of what people have saved, because, you know, there's been all kinds of crazy things happen over the years with one lady I remember in particular. We had put in a high efficiency system and her bill didn't go down very much, and she wasn't very happy, and we went over and we went over and we went over and we couldn't find anything at all wrong with it. And this went on for a couple of years, and she actually called us the 2 years later and said, hey, I found the problem with the power bill. And we were all like, what did we miss? Her son moved out. And her power bill went down over $100 a month. He had a little refrigerator in his bedroom. He had a computer. He stayed at home. He never left. He was turning the air where he wanted it to when they left. And it was just,
mystery
solved. Exactly. So when people ask me how much can I save on power, that's the kind of things that come to mind. I mean, there's no way I can give you an example. But, you know, when I put mine in my house, I know we saved in the neighborhood of $80 a month. So I've got that example, and I've got other examples of larger houses that saved over 100. So I've got examples to go off of, as opposed to trying to quote an exact number.
Wow. So she was upset thinking something was wrong with the efficiency. Yeah. She's got leaky ducts or something like that. But really, okay. Yep. So I hear a few different morals in that story, one of which might be kick your kids out. But if that's not an option on the table,
yeah.
I love that, though, that, you know, of course, that's going to be a common question. And it's almost just so many variables
there are.
That how, you know, how can you really know? How can you really answer? But if you have a question that you would like addressed, we can definitely do our best this morning to get that answered. You can call or text 437-1620 if you have a question for Travis Thompson, Climatech of Professional Air. And Travis, remind me, you've been doing air care for a long, long time.
Yeah, I mean, my dad started the company in 78 when I was two. So I grew up handing him tools and went, you know, went and did my thing and kind of went to college and decided midstream there that I really like doing this. I couldn't find another career that I liked better to even try. And I had taken, you know, engineering courses, and that's what I was kind of headed to do. And I just really didn't like where that was headed. I liked what I was doing. I liked using my hands. I liked getting out talking to people and things like that. I didn't want to be trapped behind a desk. So I get to do a little bit of all of it doing it this way, and I really enjoy it.
That's so wonderful. And, like, what a, you know, right decision at the right time to live your passion, right? Live your best life and how you can reach the most people. So we did get a question come in, and thank you so much to the individual who said, can you tell me how an air purification system works and if they really work?
Sure. There are different types. To narrow it down, you've got the two types that are most common right now is you have either an electronic filter, which is a filter that actually uses electrical charges to attract very, very tiny molecules, whether it's down to, I believe we've got one as small as a 0.03 micron. So we're down, the flu virus itself and things like that can be caught and captured in this device. That is actually a particulate capturing device. So we're actually just trapping the particulates before they get into the AC system. So we're getting anything that's coming into the AC. Then we have the other things that we talked about before, like the Remy Halo. That's a totally different system. That system uses a UV light and a catalyst, and it actually uses that UV against the catalyst to produce basically a peroxide effect in the air that is distributed to the entire house and kills viruses, bacteria, mold spores, things of that nature out in the air in the house before they make it into the AC. So that's, instead of capturing the particulates, it's actually killing viruses and things like that. As a matter of fact, they just discovered here in the last few weeks, they had a thing come out where Remy has actually been testing this device on the actual coronavirus. And I believe it was around, I'm going to rough these numbers, it was around a 1,200 square foot space. After 1 hour of this thing being introduced, 99.9% of this virus was killed in that space.
Wow.
It's been proven very effective. And we knew it was effective before on viruses just like this one, but they had to, of course, go through the testing to make sure they could say it. But, you know, on the other viruses that they've tested, even if a sneeze is dead, everything in that sneeze is dead within 3 feet of your face.
Wow.
So that's pretty effective. So it's done a great job. They've been implemented in many, many schools, hospitals, restaurants. And even if it's not called the Remy Halo, it's the same technology that they're using in most of these cases. And it's just been very, very effective at killing and cleaning indoor air, not in a particulate form, but in actually killing the viruses and things in the air.
Is that something that, you know, just residential people could have access to?
Absolutely.
Or add in? How does that work? Like, do you add it to your HVAC?
You add it to the, you put it in the duct system of the HVAC you have now. It's a fairly simple installation. We are able to get them right now. They ran out of them right after the virus hit. They couldn't get them. Now they've got inventory back, so we're trying to keep some of them in our inventory so that we have access to them. And they're very effective. I've got them in my house. I've got them in my office. And I can't, you know, I can't sit here and swear that if you get one of these things, obviously I can't make any claims like that, but you know, we've got it in our office. We have had very, very low, dealings with coronavirus in our office. We've had one of our younger kids back in April. Other than that, we've been good. Everything's been good. So they seem to be very effective. They claim they're very effective. All the tests show they're very effective. But that's going back to that question. You know, there's two different types there, and both of them are accessible and very good. They can be used in tandem together. You know, it depends on what your budget is. And sometimes the application for the electronic cleaners is not really feasible if you can't get to it to access it. But the Remy Halo is very easy to install most anywhere.
I'm wondering if this is something that you could gift for the holidays? Like, is that something feasible? You know, if you're like, I don't know what to get someone.
Yeah, we actually gave one away on Cat Country here. I think we installed it last week.
Oh, nice.
That was one of the contests that we did. But sure, you definitely could. It's something that is, like I said, you can put it in almost anywhere. Haven't found anywhere that we haven't been able to install one. And it's, you know, an hour install, so it's not a real long, lengthy ordeal.
Awesome. Okay. Well, I'm putting that on my list. We have a couple more questions coming in. So one question, what do you think, Travis, about UV light only in the ducts of an office?
UV light is effective. The problem with UV light, if it is a problem, is that depending on what's passing that light, it takes different periods of time exposure to that light in order for the light to effectively kill mold, spores, viruses, and things of that nature. So if the airflow going past that light is so quick that the particular whatever it is doesn't stay in that light long enough, it's got to circulate multiple times before it's effective. Now where that light's shining, let's say that light's shining on a coil or on a particular piece of ductwork, it is very effective on that surface. So it does a very good job of keeping coils clean. It does a good job of keeping the interior of an air handler clean. But as far as cleaning the air itself, it's not as effective because it takes so much longer for it to work.
Okay, that makes sense. So if it's not, you know, if your air is flowing and circulating, which normally we would say is a good thing, right?
Right.
Like keep it moving.
Right.
It's not sitting in that light long enough for the light to do its magic.
Right. Think of it kind of like, you know, if you walk from inside to your car, you don't worry about a sunburn. But if you're going to lay out on the beach for 2 hours, you got to think about a sunburn. Same type of thing. I mean, it's UV light, and you do have to have a certain amount of time. Now, obviously, it's a lot less than that, but that's kind of a way to reference how it works.
That makes sense. We have another question coming in about the Remy Halo. Do you know, like on average, if someone was going to install it for a house with one system, about what the cost would be and how long it would last?
That cost is going to be, there's two types, and the one that we've done the most of, the LED just came out and it's a little bit more expensive. The standard Remy Halo was right around $950 installed. And was that what the question was, just about how much it cost?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's light and installation. That light, I believe, carries a 3-year warranty. And I want to double check that, to be honest with you, but I believe it's a 3-year. I know it's a 3-year expected bulb life, but I think it's either a 3 or 5 year warranty on the actual product.
Gotcha. So conceivably, you know, in the long run of things and an investment in your home, not, you know, $15,000 or something like that, like totally out of reach. So great questions. Thank you so much, everyone, for sending your questions in. If you have a question, you're welcome to call or text 437-1620. Changing gears a little bit, we had another listener send us a text about heat. And this person said, for whatever reason, my heater only works on emergency heat. It's a newer system, 2016. But when the emergency heat is shown on the thermostat, my zone box inside the closet doesn't show that emergency heat is running. Could the thermostat wires for the heat be wired wrong?
Could be. And if it's a zone system, there's a couple things that could be going on there. This is a little bit to get into. But yes, it sounds like something's not wired right. Whether it's in the thermostat or the zone control, it sounds like something's not wired right. Because, like, for instance, with the weather we had last night, heat pumps should have done fantastic. I mean, we were right around that low 40s, mid-40s mark. A heat pump, especially if it's less than 10 years old, should have done really well last night with no emergency heat, no electronic heat strips. So I would say you definitely want to have that system checked to see what's going on in the wiring and make sure you're getting the most out of your heat pump.
Gotcha. So definitely worth looking into.
Yes.
Because even if it is just a crossed wiring, I imagine that probably wouldn't be too hard to fix.
Sometimes it's not. Sometimes with zone systems, it's a little more complicated, but it's still something you can fix. But honestly, that's a thing that we see quite a bit, is that the heat strips are not wired right or the heat pump's not wired right. And people get a bad taste about heat pumps because they lived with one that wasn't wired right for several years and didn't really realize it was wrong, because when you turn it into heat, if your heat strips do come on and they don't smell, you may not even know they're on. So a lot of times they don't know it, but it's not wired properly.
That's it. So this might be a great opportunity for you to call Climate Tech at Professional Air just to have that checked out. And Travis, will you tell us the phone number?
Sure. Our number is 850-857-4700.
That's the one. Okay, next question coming. We've got question after question this morning. I'm loving it. This question is, can I switch the AC furnace system to a variable speed heat pump?
Absolutely. Yes, you can. Of course, anything we do, you'll come out and look at physical size. We got to make sure everything will fit. But in most applications, yes, it's something that can be changed out. The physical size of them is very similar to the physical size of the other systems that are out there. So in most cases, yes, it's not a problem at all.
Awesome. And that was something we've talked a little bit in the past about the variable speed heating and what that, you know, how that's different from using the heat strips. And so if there is an opportunity to change the system, is this a good time of year to do that?
It is. There's a lot of rebates available right now. Yeah, I think we talked about that once before, but you know, when our weather is up and down, but you know, in the spring and the fall is when we get a lot of rebates available to us because it slows down for the manufacturers as well. So it's always a good time for us. We'd love to try to take that big spike out of the summer and out of the winter. So if we can do it now, it's a great time for us as well, along with the rebates that are available. So absolutely.
Awesome. And is that something that you would probably want to get on site, like you said, and checking out the sizing of different things,
yes,
the spacing?
Yeah, you definitely want to get an estimate. And that should start with a load calculation. I think we talked about that a while back. It's been a while. But, you know, size the house again. Make sure that the system that's in it is the right size, so that you don't wind up with a system that's too large or too small. And then from there, you can get estimates with multiple speeds. You can do it with two speeds, any of them you want. But we typically give the customer a pretty broad range of everything from a 14 SEER all the way up to the variable speed 20s, because we want them to feel comfortable with what they're buying and see all of it, so they don't feel like we tried to narrow them or pinch them in a corner with a certain system. I want them to be happy with their selection as much as they are with their system when we're through.
That's so good, because I know you've seen before where people maybe got upsold or they end up with something,
yes,
too big, and bigger is not better, yeah, in this case.
And I was out at a gentleman's house this week, and you know, he had me come out, wanted to do a new system was working, but it was old, and he thought it was time to do it. They had some repairs from the hurricane, and you know, I gave him pricing, and he was upset, not at me, but at another company had given him one price. And it was almost at the very top of what I gave him.
Oh.
And I don't understand that, but mm-hmm. Some people do it that way. But I like to give options and let everybody look at it, because everybody has a different budget. Everybody has a different mindset on these things. You know, I want to be available to make them happy with whatever they want. I like to give them multiple options.
Going back to the Remy Halo, we're getting a lot of questions about this.
Good.
Is this, can the Remy Halo be installed on any existing systems?
Yes, they can. And I actually got a verification. The American Standard, she's listening to me on the radio and she sent it to me. It is a 5-year ballast warranty and a 2-year bulb.
Oh, nice.
So I did get clarification on that. Thank you, Sam. But yes, they can. I can't, it goes in the duct system above the actual system itself. So yes, it can be put in anywhere. They can be installed.
Next question coming in. This is awesome. Thank you guys so much. It's rapid fire for you this morning, Travis. Why do heat strips come on when you adjust more than 2 degrees?
Okay, so what that's doing, your thermostat basically thinks about it as, when it sees you adjust more than 2 degrees, let's say you come in and the house is 68 degrees and you turn it up to 72. The thermostat, the way it's programmed, thinks, oh boy, I got a long way to go, and to get there in a hurry, I'm going to kick on both the heat strips and the heat pump to bring the house up quickly. So that's kind of the way thermostats were built years ago. A lot of them still are today. So it's made to get it up to temperature quicker. And the reason that is because if your temperature starts falling, let's say we've got it on 70, and at night it gets really, really cold, your temperature in the house drops down below 68, the thermostat doesn't know if you turn the temperature up or if the temperature in the house fell down. So when it sees a difference of more than 2 degrees, it just kind of thinks I got to kick things into high gear. For whatever reason, it doesn't know because it's just a thermostat. And so it turns on heat strips as well as the heat pump to bring things up to temp.
So that's it. So it's not a, you know, it's not a little guy behind there
nope,
saying, here's
nobody
what
thinking.
Happened.
That's right. Yeah, that's
just,
right.
Just registering the numbers and doing what it has to do to get it back up to whatever the setting was.
And that's the older technology, really. I mean, they're still making it today. But when we talk about a lot of the newer thermostats with Wi-Fi, you know, they have a logarithms and all this stuff going on in them. So they kind of learn how long it takes them to heat your house and things. So they do a much better job at trying not to use heat strips and things of that nature. But it, you know, you, it's a newer thermostat, not saying it's just one particular thermostat, but, you know, we sell one, the American Standard 824 will go on any system out there and it does all that stuff and tries to maintain the most energy efficiency way to do it. Now you can make it do whatever you want it to do as well, but you know, those things are definitely upgradable as well.
I'm pretty sure my thermostat is smarter than I am some mornings. Like it wakes up, it tells me the temperature and the time and all that good stuff out there. Okay, here's another question coming in. This person says, if I have three systems in my house, would I need three Remy Halos?
It would depend on how they're ducted. Not necessarily. If the space from one system is intermixed with the space from another system, two may do just fine. I would guess if there's three systems, and this is me not looking at the house, that you may need two. But that would be the biggest thing is if that air from one system can travel to the space from another system and everything can intermix, that would be what I would kind of judge that off of.
And is that just a larger home that has multiple systems?
Yeah. And sometimes it's larger homes. We actually have a house right now that we're doing that's a smaller home. It's not very big, but we're putting two systems because I don't do a two-level house with one system unless we can either zone it or do two systems, because a two-level house, heat rises. That's never going to change. So if I don't have a way to control both the upstairs and downstairs independently of each other, being a zone or two systems, it's not going to be comfortable for the homeowner. And I know that, and they're not going to be happy with me, so I just tell them no at this point. I've learned enough. It's hard to do.
Well, that's right. And for their own comfort in the long run, like you said, like you're not – could we?
That's
yes.
Right.
Will we? No.
Yeah,
here's why.
It's just, yeah. And I've had people, well, we can live with this or that. Well, sometimes it can be 8, 9, 10 degrees difference. And that's a large swing when you're looking at that. I mean, you're at 72 downstairs, you can be above 80 upstairs.
Whew.
And vice versa. You know, when you're trying to heat that house, all the heat's rising up to the upstairs. You're in bed trying to sleep upstairs, dying with heat, and the people downstairs are still cold. So it's just something that we're a lot better if we control it independently.
In that same vein of thought, and just in the last couple minutes here, we have one more question. Mm-hmm. What can I do about rooms that are colder than other rooms in the house?
That would probably be a duct system issue. That is typically an issue from the ductwork not being designed properly, or you've got a different load in that room, say a whole bunch of glass windows. And if that's the case, you, depending on what the size of the room is and other things, there's some other options to go with there. But typically we find that being a duct system issue with the design of the duct system from day one. It was just never designed properly.
And definitely worth having someone come take a look.
Sure.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
If it wasn't designed the right way, is that just duct redesign something?
It can be
can
a
be done?
Full rip out and tear out redesign, or it could be as simple as a larger flex run and a bigger grill in a room. I mean, I've seen it go from one extreme to the other, you know, $200-$300 repair to thousands of dollars, just depending on the house and how bad it's messed up.
These were great questions that we had coming in this morning, and I'm learning a lot. I don't know, with the $900 price point, I don't know, maybe I won't be gifting that this year, maybe next year. But so everyone who maybe didn't have a chance to send in their question, Travis, will you tell them one more time the best way to get in touch?
Sure. Call us at our office, 850-857-4700, or you can go online, climatechproair.com. You can get us there, and you can schedule service right there on the website.